It's the final week of the Tour de France, and American Lance Armstrong appears headed for a fourth consecutive victory. After another strong performance in the mountain stages, Armstrong has a 4-minute, 20-second lead. Today is a rest day, not only for the cyclists, but for the thousands of spectators who witness the competition. Each summer, organizers claim 1 in 4 Frenchmen watch a stage of the Tour in a national tradition going back to 1903. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Pouzillac, one of the smaller towns on the Tour's route through the mountains.
A vestige of wars past, the stone turret of a 13th-century chateau overlooks the vineyards and fields of sunflowers surrounding the village. And on this Saturday night before the cyclists arrive, you might just think something military was afoot. Discussing the day's race results, municipal workers unload metal barriers from a truck to block access roads. Overseeing their work is Jean-Claude Laurent, the oenologist and part-time mayor of his village of 450 souls, says it was uncharacteristically easy to win town council approval for the extra work and spending. He says he was lucky, though. Some French towns have to spend thousands of euros fixing potholes to get the tour to pass through.
Tout le monde est partie prenante. Il y a aucun problème. Dès qu'on propose le Tour de France, il y a...
Everyone came on board. There was no problem, says Laurent. As soon as you propose the Tour de France to a town, everyone is ready to make an effort. There was an immediate and unanimous consensus. The morning after, 10 a.m. or so, the normally tranquil town has changed. Hours before the Tour de France arrives, scores of people are setting up picnic tables, or here, a garden tent with barbecue, color TV, and stereo. Village locals who have been preparing for 3 days, they say. Last night, they spray-painted the race road with graffiti, saying, "Welcome to Pouzillac," and encouraging French racers. Especially this year's darling, Laurent Jalabert, or Jaja, explains Pouzillac dance teacher Elda Rossi.
Jaja sur la route, sur les banderoles, partout, partout.
We put Jaja on the roads, on banners, everywhere, everywhere. We hope seeing his name everywhere in Pouzillac will warm his heart, since he is retiring from cycling this year.
Over an hour before the cyclists arrive, the official race caravan takes the town by storm. The Tour de France was created 99 years ago to sell newspapers, and it has always had a strong commercial element. The floats are in the shape of camembert cheeses, giant coffee pots, or bottles of mineral water which spray fans under the 95-degree heat. Pretty young women on the floats throw millions of product samples to the crowds. So for kids, the Tour is one giant game of scrambles. But Pouzillac schoolboy Quentin Soulier, his pockets full of candies, cheese, and pens, says he also has a sporting interest in the race and a favorite.
I'm strong, Lance Armstrong, because he is strong and fast.
Four TV helicopters suddenly appear and hover over the crowd. Millions of viewers are now looking at this stretch of road in Pouzillac, its mothers and fathers, its kids, the Dutch, Belgian, and American tourists who dropped by. If the choppers are here, the riders can't be far away. When the riders do flash by, fans have a hard time making out individual competitors behind their sunglasses, under their helmets, or when people step out to take a picture and block the view. But maybe seeing the actual race isn't the point, says Patrick Navarro, who came from the neighboring town of Nîmes. He suggests the tour is really about bringing French people together.
It's very good. It's very popular, no? And free. And free. And we are to see the players. It's good. It's a family. The Tour de France, it's a family, you know?
Nick Spicer, NPR News, Pouzillac.